Continuing with Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Beis Amud Beis. So last time we read the Gemara on Beis Amud Aleph, which was discussing how you understand the Mishnah's division of the Chatzer. So just to recap, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, we're going to start again from the Gemara of Savrua Mai Mechitza Guda. So we are assuming that the meaning of Mechitza, when it says in the Mishnah that they want to make a Mechitza, it means they want to make a wall. And we're going to explain what that means in a second. Kidatanya, as we learn in Braisa, Mechitza Sakerem Shenifritza, if you have a wall in a vineyard that gets broken through, Omer Lo Gedor. So you tell the guy, okay, fix the wall so that your field does not become kilaya kerem. We explained that last time. Chazra v'nifritza, if another hole breaks through it, sarma lo gedor, we say fix it again. You have to keep fixing it. Nisiyai shemen v'lo gadra, but if he gives up hope on it and he does not fix it, he doesn't fix the fence anymore. Hareze kidesh v'chaya bachra yusa. Now it becomes kilaya kerem, and everything that is kilayim has to, in this case, has to be burned, and the fellow whose fence it was that got broken through has to pay for the damages. So now the Gemara continues. This is where we left off last time. Taima or vitaima diratsu. And the whole reason, the Mishnah says that each one can force the other one to partake in building the wall, is that they both wanted to build the wall. Halo ratsu, but if we didn't have either one of them, if only one guy wanted to build it and the other guy didn't want to build it, ein mechayv en oso, then he can't force his partner, he can't force the guy with whom he shares the chatzer to build his share of the wall. So based on this, the Gemara now concludes, Alma, we see, hezek re'ia lav shmei hezek, that damaging by sight is not considered hezek. That's not considered a valid form of hezek. Now, what are we talking about over here? The concept of hezek re'ia means I want to be able to go about my activities in my property, and therefore I don't want you staring at me and thinking that I'm all strange as I do it. So therefore, I want to be able to build a wall so you can't see me and you can't pay attention to what I'm doing in my property. So is that considered a valid form of damage that that you are responsible to try to avoid? Or no, is it just because you decide you don't like people looking at you doesn't mean that this is something you can throw onto me and make me pay for my half of the wall because you decided you don't want me to look at you anymore? So basically, the first way we're reading it is hezek re'ia lav shmei hezek, that damage caused by seeing the other person is not a legitimate form of hezek. And we're understanding the Mishnah when it says that they wanted to make a mechitza means they agreed to build a wall together, and that's why you can make each party pay his fair share. So now the Gemara says, not so fast. You can read the Mishnah a different way. The Ema, and I would say, mechitza plugta. When it says they want to make a mechitza, that just means they want to divide the chatzer. They want to make a division. Kidichsev, and I have a source for this as well. You had a braisa where it said that they wanted to build a mechitza. Fine, we want to build a wall, but I can prove it from a pasuk. Kidichsev, vatihi mechitza sa'eda. Right, so the division of the congregation, meaning half of them, dividing them up. The kavan deratsu, and since they wanted to divide it up, bonen esakosel bal korcho, each one can force the other to pay his fair share of the wall that they're building. Meaning, so if we're two partners and we agree that we want to divide up the chatzer, I can force you to build a wall, not just say that we're going to make an imaginary line and divide it up. Rather, we have to now build a wall that you can't see me and I can't see you. Alma, and we would see from this, hezek re'ia shmei hezek, that damaging somebody by sight is considered damage. We're going to translate hezek re'ia going forward as hezek re'ia. Okay, so the Gemara then says, ihachi, if this is so, hai sheratsu lasos mechitza. So if it just means that they want to divide up the field, why does it say that they wanted to make a mechitza? Sheratsu lachatsos miboyle. It should have said that they want to divide it up. Elamai. So rather, how are you going to read it? Guda, that the word mechitza means they want to build a wall. So then why does the Mishnah then say, bonen esakosel, they build the wall, bonen oso miboyle. It should have said they build it. So either way, there is a grammatical reading of the Mishnah that seems to support the fact that Ratzu Lasos Mechitza means they want to build a wall, whereas you could also read it as they want to divide up the Chatzar. So Gemara just answers, defends this opinion, that it means they want to build a wall. Itana Oso, because if they would have just said you build it, Havamina, I would have thought, but Mesipis Ba'alma, that you can just get away with building any kind of very low, you know, wooden sticks. You could just build a little nothing partition, kamash malan kosel. So therefore, it comes to teach us in the Mishnah that you dafka have to build a wall. It's not enough to build a minor partition. Okay, then the Mishnah said, bonen asak kosel beemtza, right? You build the wall in the middle. So frek the Gemara pshita, obviously, where would you build it? Lo tzricha. So no, we needed to teach us the following case. The kodim chad viratzie lechavre. One guy went and convinced his friend, meaning it wasn't a joint venture. It was really Reuven convinced Shimon that we should really divide this in half. So mahu detema, I might have thought, matzi amrale, that Shimon can now say to Reuven, ki isratsoi lecha ba'avira. When did I agree to divide it up with you? I just was willing to divide up the airspace. I'll take half and you'll take half. Bitashmishta lo isratsoi lach. But when it comes to using the chatzer, I didn't want to divide it in half. And if you build a wall, it's 6 tefach thickness or three tefach thickness, it's taking up part of my chatzer. So kamash malan. So therefore, the Mishnah comes to teach us that no, if you agree to divide it up, then you have to build, you can even be forced to build this thick wall, which takes up some of your usage space. Now comes along the Gemara and says, "V'hezek re'iyah lavshmei hezek." Is it possible that anyone can hold that hezek re'iyah is not considered legitimate damage? And the Gemara gives you a simon: gina, kosel, kofin, v'cholkin, chalonos, derav, nachman. So these are going to be all the cases that the Gemara is going to quote with tashmas to try to prove this point. So case number one, tashma. So come in here, araya. V'chein begina, Mishnah said, and so too is true when it comes to building a wall, dividing up a garden or an orchard. So you see clearly that you can force the guy to build a wall when it comes to a garden. And obviously, the guy's not going to be need any privacy in there. So you see that this is a problem of hezekriya. We don't want people staring at your garden. So Gemara says, no, not so fast. Gina shiny. It's different when it comes to a garden, Kidur Rabbi Abba, like the statement of Rabbi Abba, Dam Rabbi Abba, Rav Huna, Amar Rav, because we said in the name of Rav Huna, in the name of Rav, Asur la'adam lamod b'sdecha vero b'shashi hi omedes b'kamoseha. It is asur for Reuven, let's say, to stand staring at Shimon's field when all of the grain is harvested, ready to be harvested. It's all standing at attention, meaning it's in its peak. Why? Because we're afraid that this person is going to stare at the other guy's field. He's going to be jealous of him, and that is what we call an ayin hara. So it's usher to do that. So maybe gina is the exception, not the rule, because we don't want this beautiful orchard with all these fruits and vegetables, etc. So it's going to be an ayin hara, and therefore you can force the guy to build a fence around to divide up the gina as well. So the Gemara says, no, it can't be the exception. It says, v'ha v'chein katani. It says, and so too when it comes to dividing a gina. So obviously it's the rule, not the exception. No, so the Gemara answers, agvil v'gazis. That was talking about the materials, the gvil and the gazis that we use to build the wall, but it wasn't talking about the same rules applying when it comes to forcing the other person to build the wall. That it's unique, perhaps, to a gina. Okay, so that raya number one was not necessarily a raya to hezek re'iyah, because that might be based on the concept of ayin hara. Okay, possible raya number two. Tashma, coming here, another raya. Kosel chatzer shenafa. If the wall that was dividing up a chatzer falls down, mechayven oso livnos ad dalet amos. So we can force the other party, meaning if one guy wants to build it up, he can force his friend to build up to 4 amos high. So what do you see over there? That you have to build it high. It's not enough to just divide it up. So the other guy can force him to build up to dalet amos, which means it's trying to prevent hezek re'iyah. So another raya that hezek re'iyah is legitimate. Gemara says, not nafal shiny. It's different when it already fell down, because once upon a time they agreed to build this 4-amma wall. So they were already saying, we are makbid on hezek re'iyah, so he can assume the status quo and say, you have to build it up to 4 ammas. Vidika arila, maika arila. Okay, so when he brought this as a raya, what was he assuming? That it wasn't the status quo? So he says, no, seifa it's terichale, because he needed it for the seifa of this particular brisa. What's the seifa? Midalet amos ulamala ein mechayven oso. But let's say the original guy wanted him to build it up higher than dalet amos. You can't force him to build it up higher than dalet amos under those circumstances. And that was his raya, that the whole thing is to prevent hezek re'iyah. Tashma, raya number three. It says, Kofenoso livnos base shar videles lechatzer. You can force the owners of a chatzer to build, to pay his share of a base shar, a gateway and a door to the chatzer, meaning this is to prevent people who are passing by on the street from looking inside the chatzer. So you see, Shema Mina, Hezek Re'iyah, Shmei Hezek. Does this not prove that we're worried about Hezek Re'iyah and it's legitimate? So Gemara says, no, Hezekah de Rabim Shiny. So says that's different because this is every passerby can see into your chutzner, and that for sure we're makbid about, and we can force each partner to pay his fair share to block people from looking in when they pass by on the street. Gemara says, "Udi yachid lo, what? And yachid is not called Hezek Re'iyah? Tashma, bring a raya that it is. Ein cholkin es hachutzner ad sheheba dalet amos lezeh v'dalet amos lezeh." We can't force the other guy to divide up a chutzner unless each one of them will have a full dalet amos for himself. Hayeshba kedei lezeh kedei lezeh cholkin. And if each, but we so we medayik from that, that if each one has dalet amos, you can force him to divide it with you. So my lav bekosel, is this not referring to dividing up by building a wall, and therefore Hezek Re'iyah is Hezek? Samar says, no, lo, that doesn't prove anything. Bemesipis ba'alma. You can just say that they just have to put a little bit of a stick fence there, and it's an easy dividing point. So that raya doesn't prove anything. Next raya, toshma, coming here another raya. Hachalonos, if a person has windows that face the chatzer. Bein milmala, bein milmata, ubein mikenegdo. Right. Oh, so I'm sorry. This is a case of windows of two houses that face each other. So whether one window is above the other window, whether one window is below the other window, or whether they are exactly facing each other on parallel. So dalet amos. The rule is they have to be four amos away from each other. You can't have two houses where the windows can see into the other if they're not dalet amos away. V'tani Allah, and we learned based on, and we commented on this particular statement of the Braisa, mil malon kidei shelo yatzitz v'yirin. So when one is higher than the other, so it has to be four amos higher so that you can't look in to the other window. Mil maton, and if one has to be four, if one was below the other, it has to be four amos below the other. Kadesh lo yamo v'yir. So you can't stand on the windowsill and look in to the other person's house. Mi kenegdon, when they're exactly parallel, kadesh lo ya'afil. So that you have to be dalet amos away over there so that you won't darken the other person. Meaning when you build your wall, it has to be four amos away. So there's some room for the sunshine to come in between the houses so it doesn't darken the other person's window. So what do we see here? We are makbid for Hezek Re'iyah because we don't allow people to build houses in a way where he can see in the other guy's window. So Gemara answers, no, this is another example. Hezeka debayis shiny. This is a Hezek that's caused inside your home. Of course Hezek Re'iyah is a thing when it comes to looking inside someone else's home. So that is not a raya for Hezek Re'iyah in the Chatzer either. So what we have established is everyone agrees that Hezek Re'iyah is real when it comes to the public domain, meaning if everybody on the sidewalk can see into your Chatzer, that's definitely a problem, Hezek Re'iyah. We also agreed that when it comes to your worldly possessions, there's a problem. I wouldn't call it classic Hezek Re'iyah, but it is a problem of Ayin Hara. And now we've shown that Hezek Re'iyah is also a problem when it comes to people looking inside your house. But we haven't proven, when it comes to looking at your chatzer, whether there is a problem with Hezek Re'iyah. So Toshma, coming here another right. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Rav Nachman said the name of Shmuel. Gaga samach l'chatzer. If you have a rooftop that is right next to the person's chatzer, chavero osin lo make gavoa dalet amos. So I read that wrong. Gaga samach lechatzer chavero. If his rooftop is right next to his friend's chatzer, osin lo make gavoa dalet amos. So you build a make around. You build a fence around the person's roof that's four amos high. Now wait a second. The rule in general is you just have to build a makeh that's 10 tefachim high to prevent people from falling off the roof. Why here does it have to be 4 amos high? It must be to prevent him from looking at his friend's chatzer. So you see Hezek Re'iyah in the chatzer is a problem. Gemara says, nah, it's not a raya. Shiny hasam over there, it's different. De amar le bal ha-chatzer le bal ha-gag, that the friend who owns the chatzer can say to his neighbor on the roof, l'didi kviya li tashmishi. I use my chutzner all the time in a kavua way. Lididach lo kaviyalach tashmishtech. You don't use your roof all the time. V'lo yadana b'hai idna sleek of usis. And I don't know at what time you are going and coming and going on your roof, going over to Gimel now, de'itstana minech, that I can hide from you, meaning I don't say that you're not allowed to look at me. You're allowed to look at me. Hezekriya, you could argue, is not real in a chatzer. But I at least want to know when you're coming. I'm there all the time. You come and go once in a while, and therefore I'm not willing to just be subject to your whims when you're going to be there, when you're not going to be there, and therefore you have to build the wall that's Dalet Amos high. Okay, so let's hold here for now. And we haven't proven one way or the other whether Hezek Re'iyah in a chatzer for two people on equal footing is considered legitimate.